Great. And this article is one of the magazines I'm really enjoying reading every month is the Success magazine. And there's just some great breakthroughs in there. Of course, I love business because that was my background, being in major corporate America for a number of years before I entered into my other endeavors, which included Manitech business. But this is a great article that came out of the Success magazine. I just enjoyed it because I love the idea of working on our mindset, because we understand, all of us understand, that mindset is so critically important for anything else that happens in your life. And sorry, I'm getting a cold, so I'm sucking on a lozenge right now. But the concept of working with your mindset and controlling it instead of allowing it to kind of control you, because we allow that, it's about stepping into the power we have within us to actually program that, our own mindset. And so this gentleman is Trent Shelton, is the guy who wrote this article, and he talks about five traits of a championship mindset. And he is a guy, I had never heard of him before. He was a college football player that tried his heart out to get into the NFL. He was tried out by like three, four different teams and got into different teams at different levels. But every single time, he ended up getting cut. So he never had an opportunity to play in the NFL. And a lot of people, you know, when you aspire to that since you were a little kid, because you can even fathom that, you know, these kids that work so hard to get into the NFL. I mean, they start working out when they're like 4, 5, 6 years old. They dedicate their lives to being a superpower athlete because they know only the cream of the crop actually make it. And, of course, if you do make it in the NFL, you get your body torn apart. No, I'm kidding. You get that's one of the aspects. You have to sacrifice a lot. But you actually, you know, you look at the salaries that some of these people make, and it's off the charts. So that's why a lot of people chase that, and they look at it as a huge opportunity. But for him, for Trent, you know, he could have easily gone victim to not making it, just like we can see in our lives where a lot of times we choose victim status. We didn't make it. We make up 101 excuses why. Us in Manitech, I hear people from time to time blame the company, and I keep going, your business is your business. Manitech is only the supplier of the products. So it's up to you. You want to grow a business? Manitech's not going to grow it for you. You are in charge of your own business. You're the boss. So, but he also looked at it and he says, I'm not going victim to not making it to the NFL. And so instead of pointing his finger, he accepted it was time to move on and take 100% accountability for the rest of his life. And that's what he says in this article. It says it all starts with you. Today, he has an incredibly successful business, and he's called one of the most influential speakers in the United States. So with that background, let's talk about five traits of a championship mindset, because I look at these, and I'm going to say, without these, I don't think you'll ever achieve success, or the only way you will achieve success is purely by luck. And if you want to play this game called life, based on being lucky, I'm going to tell you, just give it up. I mean, it's so, to me, it's irresponsible. It's like we have such incredible internal capability, each and every one of us, to step into our greatness. So don't let anything block that. And most of it comes from mindset. So let's talk about what traits we need to really develop for our minds to make us, you know, the best we can be. Number one is commitment. And that's really about, really, you know, if you make a commitment, let's say for us, we make a commitment to reach some level, whether it's gold associate or silver executive or presidential director or platinum, whatever it is, you know, remain loyal to whatever you said you were going to do long after the mood, you had that mood that caused you to commit to that. Because, you know, we can make commitments and then all of a sudden we don't feel as strong about them 6 months later because it's not happening the way we thought it was going to happen. But it doesn't matter. The commitment's still there. Right? You made a commitment, so stand strong in it. Really make it the best. Do the best. And, you know, how do we get that meaning? How do we get that significant commitment, internal commitment? Well, one of the things that happened to Trent, because he found in his life, there was this guiding force for him. and each of us have our own. It can be just purely, I have to make this happen because I have no choice, and I'm going to do it no matter what, just that sense of taking that mindset. It can be because we have children to feed, and we want to create the best possible life for them, so we just get all in on creating the greatness around us. For him, it was, he made a promise to a close friend who shortly thereafter took his life. And so that was something he was, that he always hung on to, and that was for him that huge force within him that he was never going to give up. He was never going to let go. He dug his teeth into it, and he said, I'm never give. It's like a pit bulldog, you know, you're never going to give up. And I think that's crucial in our business as manufacturers, because there are always reasons why not, right? I mean, how many can raise their hand right now and say, Mary Jo, I come across those reasons almost on a daily basis or weekly basis, whether it's something, you know, your best leader quits, or somebody who you just knew needed the product so much and you couldn't wait to help them with their health and they say no. Or, you know, even worse, we start, like, blaming Manitech corporate for something. Oh, I'm blaming corporate for my business not working out. Well, they're not in charge of your business. You are. You're the chief executive officer of your business. So don't blame other people for things. Just make it happen. So it's about, you've got to find, though, what is that reason? What's something deeply meaningful for you? And it could be 101 different things. And if you don't have that, I suggest you do a search of that. What is it that I want to create in my life? For me, it was like just knowing I wanted to create, I wanted to make a difference, I wanted to have a foundation, I wanted to be financially totally independent, I wanted to be able to provide college education for my grandchildren, you know, and my children, right? I mean, at the time, my kids were already in college, but I was looking at the next generation. There are 101 reasons why, and very few why not. Why don't you want to have a successful business? I can't think of any reason not to want one, right? So, but find that, because there's in each and every one of us, there's something that's really so critical, and we just have to look at it and say, I'm 100% in. I'm committed. Here's my reason. Here's that reason that gives me a deep, deep meaning for why I'm going to make this work out. So, and he says he maps his goals by using what he calls a 3D roadmap, destination, direction, and drive. And if this works for you, it's terrific. Of course, destination, what's the reason for your commitment? Where are you going to go? What are you creating with that? So, again, what are you committed to create in your life and making a difference? Number two is direction. Most people have a vision somewhere, and we can grasp onto a vision, but they don't know how to get there. And I think Manitech has really laid it out so clearly. When you start looking at this team two, team four, and then just do it again, you build two, help them get their five, and then build two more and get their five, and then you just duplicate. I mean, I think this is the easiest plan I've ever seen in Manitech in terms of how to grow. And you go 5-6 levels deep, and people are going to be making 10, 15, 20,000 a month. I don't know if that's good enough for you. Maybe your dream needs something more than that. But it's significantly more, perhaps, than what you're making today. And it's just about a simple structure that you just duplicate. And you share that with other people. The simplicity of it is very promising, because it shows others the simplicity of it. And if you can just duplicate that simplicity. So to me, it's very meaningful. It's very directed. It's got a, you know, so the direction is, if you don't understand that, maybe one of the weeks I'll go over that on a Monday call. If that's what you'd like, you can just send a message to either me or Lydia. But the idea is, you know, when I approach people and talk about the business opportunity, I just tell them it couldn't be more simplistic in terms of how you structure your business to maximize your results. And I just go through the plan. And it's that easy. There's no complexity. You don't have to talk about 17 different leadership levels, all this. But have the direction really clear in your head. And you don't have to look at your organization to go, but Mary Jo, my organization is one of those old ones, and it's been around for 25 years. Who cares what it is? You almost want to build anew in many ways, because then you can be playing at that same level as those four new leaders you bring in. fit. You build two, help them get their five, and then you build two more and do the same thing. Now you get your team of four, and now it's just about duplication, right? Let's go, 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 go. And then drive what people, most people don't get to where they're headed because they have no drive, right? Champions have that drive, he said. It's a burning desire to reach that destination. And what robs us of drive, you know, sometimes, well, number one, we have a fear of the unknown. Number two, we don't have self-confidence, so we keep looking at ourselves and saying, I don't believe in you. Well, stop it. If you don't believe in you, how is anyone else going to believe in you? And you can go, well, Mary Jo, based on my past, I said, your past has nothing to do with your future. Today's the first, just write this down. Everybody, today is the first day of the rest of your life. And I know I'm putting together this whole program around Vision 2020, and I'm just prayerful all you guys get it. Vision 2020, what is the vision you have? Build your vision of what 2020 is going to bring you. It's a great year because it's a new century, right? Or new, I mean, I'm saying new decade, and I'm saying let's start that new decade with a new attitude about what we're going to create and a path to run on. And a commitment of what our energy is going to be each day if we truly are committed to building a business that will help us fulfill our dreams. And we're putting a lot of other things into that as well. But somewhere inside of you, you've got to have a burning desire. When I started my Manatech business, I had no idea what network marketing was. I'd never seen it, touched it, heard of it before. It was all new to me. And I was horrible at it. For 6 months, I stumbled. I tell people, your brain's not functioning because you can't see why you need these products. I mean, that probably wasn't the high close ratio of that comment, right? Because, like, no one did I close when I said that. But I was a lawyer. I was a business. I didn't understand network marketing. Today, I always lead with one thing. It's called my heart. Every time I meet with somebody, I talk to somebody, I just focus on them. What do you want in your life? What are you looking for? How can I support that to come true for you? That's how I am with other people. It's just all about heart. It's all about showing how much I care. Because really, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So driving that. But you've got to have that burning desire inside of you to create it. You can create that for yourself. I mean, I gave up my six-figure job, and I walked away from what I was doing, and I said, okay, because of what happened to my dad. I had a driving force because I had what? I had a miracle result in my family. So that helped me because my belief scale was off the charts. I knew what these products could do. And many of you stand in that. You know that. You've seen it either for yourself or for other people. So what causes you to doubt? What is that? And if you don't find that, and get rid of it, you're going to stay in that meandering kind of position in your business. So we need to develop that drive. It's not inside your comfort zone, because trust me, when I started doing this business, there was nothing comfortable about it for me. Imagine, vice presidential counsel, multi-billion dollar company, lawyer extraordinaire, order of the coif, top of my class. All of a sudden you find this massive talent going, okay, I'm going to do network marketing. That's why you don't see a lot of lawyers doing network marketing. Number one, there's an ego that was involved because of all the phenomenal things that you've accomplished in life. Why am I doing this silly business that takes not one iota of intellect to do, right? I mean, that was just coming from arrogance. My best friends are in network marketing today. I love the model, but one of the core reasons I love the model is because it allows anyone, no matter if they didn't graduate from high school or have a PhD, anyone can make it work. Anyone. And I love the equity of what the model presents. So that also drives me. So outside your comfort zone is where you need to do. You got to let go of that stuff in the past, right? Okay, so next trait, so commitment. You got to get committed. You got to be all in. You got to be able to look at yourself in a mirror and say, I'm all in to create this. I'm all in to make this happen. Right now you should be saying, what am I all in to do in the next, 6 weeks before the end of the year, 7 weeks before the end of the year? How am I going to shift my business so that when January 1 hits, I'm already off to the races running to create my Vision 2020, which I'm going to help all of you develop in the month of December. What is your vision for 2020, right? We're going to walk through that individually through this group. You can send stuff in. We're going to make it happen for everybody who's on my Monday call. All in. I'm all in to support that. Our second one, so that's the commitment behind it. But, you know, I can't get committed for you. If I could, you guys would be so all in, it wouldn't even be funny. You wouldn't even, you'd look in the mirror and you go, I don't recognize that person. You go, if I could do that for you, I would do that. And I'm trying to get you to choose it because it's your choice, not mine. I choose it for you. That doesn't do any good because I need all your energy behind it. Number two, discipline. Oh, my gosh, we hate that word, don't we? Most of us look at that word discipline and we go, oh, man, I'd rather be free living. I'd rather be able to do what I want to do when I want to do it. Well, you know what, people? You can get there, but you've got to put in the work. The discipline is absolutely essential for you to reach that level where you have that freedom, right? So if you want the freedom to do what you want to do when you want to do it, with whoever you want to do it with, then you need to put in a level of discipline to get you where you need to get so that financial cash flow is coming in your direction, supporting you. So every day of your life you have that financial, what, backing. You know, when those checks come in from Manatech, you don't want to get a check for $15 or $115. You want to get a check for $15,000, right? Some of you might go, well, Mary Jo, that's a lot. Maybe I just want $5,000. Well, maybe that's your goal. But whatever your goal is, how would that change your life? I want you to think about that. That helps us add a little discipline to our life. We have to be able to say no because there are 1,001 shiny objects out there to distract us from what we need to accomplish. So you have to start looking at every single day, what am I giving up today? So how's my day structured? What am I going to do this hour, this hour, this hour, this hour? And I'm not letting anything interfere with it. So what are we willing to give up on? What are we willing to give up? That doesn't mean you have to give up. You can say, here's my personal time, right? Your calendar should have personal time in it. Block that time. Some of the strategies around discipline may be changing your environment, right? Number one, you want to start disciplining yourself with who you hang out with. Remember the concept, you're going to become the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. When I'm out teaching today and doing trainings, I tell people, okay, I want you to take a piece of paper. I want you to write down the 5 people you spend the most time with. Number one, you can't include your spouse or your children or your ex-spouse, whatever it is. Okay, so those people don't count. Who are the 5 people you spend the most time with? And then you look at that and you say, are those 5 people, am I willing to become the average of those 5 people? If not, then I would suggest we start upgrading. The most incredible thing that people don't understand is people who are successful love to help other people. They have a passion to help other people. They know where they got. You can read Success Magazine every single month. I mean, it's incredible, the articles these people write, just to help you and me and others to reach a level of success they've achieved in their lives. They want to contribute because they know it's doable because they did it. Against all odds, they did it. Very true about Trent. That's why he wrote this article. I mean, against all odds. Poor kid, black kid, grew up, his big dream was NFL football, and he didn't make it. I mean, what odds is that this guy would become phenomenally off the charts successful, right? But he did, against all odds. So, we want to hang out with like thinkers, people that are, you know, driving us, helping us, supporting us. I think that's one of the reasons a lot of you are on the Monday call. You love this call. It helps get you going, get your juices flowing right out of the box on Monday morning so you can plan your week and go out there and accomplish things, because Mary Jo's always what? I'm always up. I'm always positive. You know, I don't allow other things and other people to rob me of my joy. That's my choice, because I realize it's a choice. It's just a choice. It's truly a choice. And how did I realize that? Well, through some really tough times. My brother being shot and killed by his wife. My grandson dying in a swimming pool at 4 years old, drowning in a swimming pool. I'm in the hospital, and everybody's just absolutely a disaster. His dad, his mom. It's unbelievable grief, right? And was I grieving? Absolutely. This little kid was the greatest kid. It was so much fun to be around. It was horrible. But when my stepdaughter's husband came out and grabbed onto me and started talking to me about the doctors talking about harvesting Paxton's organs, and all, and I came from the sense of, I can deal with this. I can put aside all my grief, and I can deal with this. And I did. It was awesome. It's how you show up. We're at choice. We're at choice. And getting that is a discipline in and of itself, how we're at choice. So you want to be around people that make you better. You want to be around what we call the growth environment. Who are you surrounding yourself that are naysayers? How do I get outside of that? So stay away from the bad seeds, plant a lot of new seeds, and make sure you're watering those seeds, right? That's right. And be consistent. That's our number three, consistency. Anchor your action on greatness so that on a daily basis you produce nothing less than your very best. How do you do that? You kick off each day and say, I'm going to be my best self today. Make that a morning statement, your mantra. I'm going to be the best self today. I'm going to be my best self today. Every day. Sometimes doing it is not enough. You can't choose like, oh, okay, I'll do it for the next hour and then I'm going to let go. And I'm not saying you don't have time or you allow yourself free time, because we all need free time. We all need downtime. But when your downtime becomes more than your uptime, you're going to create that kind of result in your life. If you have working hours between 8 and 5, and you don't have to do that as a home-based business, you can choose to work from 8 to 8.05, and you're going to create the 5-minute results, right? But if you're looking at yourself saying, I love having a home-based business. I don't have a boss. Look at all the joys of a home-based business. Now treat it like a business. Just because you don't have a boss doesn't mean you have this freedom to just do whatever you want whenever you want to do it. Structure your life. Add a discipline around it and be consistent, consistent with your behavior. So sometimes is not enough. You have to show up no matter how you feel, no matter what's going on in your life. Sometimes is not going to get you results. Sometimes is not going to change your life. And that's what we're vying for, is to create that $5,000 or $10,000 check on a monthly basis, or 20. Some of you have bigger goals. Whatever that goal is, you're totally capable of creating it. But sometimes is not enough. You need to have consistent action. How many of you are consistently talking to somebody every single day? How many of you are approaching at least one new person, if not five, every single day? Everyone on this call should be in the Achievers Club. It's not hard to be in the Achievers Club. It just takes consistency. It takes every day talking to new people. I don't care where I am. I go to a Facebook ad seminar in California for 3 days, and I have two leads from the people that were in that room. Two good, solid leads. Because I don't care where I am, I still have the capacity to show empathy and what? And care about people and have a commitment to people achieving greatness in their life, whether it's through the business opportunity or greater health. Wow, I'm all in. So it doesn't matter. Don't let interruptions. You go, wow, Mary Jo, I had to go to a funeral. I go, great. How many people did you meet at the funeral? Did you collect any cards from people or contact information for you? You know, you don't have to go and ask people at a funeral, you know what, I'm doing this business I really like, because it's inappropriate. But you can talk to the person how they knew about the person that died, and you can have empathy and share your other's experiences, and you could just enjoy their company and just say, you know, I'd like to stay in touch. I really enjoyed this conversation. And you go, well, Mary Jo, that's not. No, it doesn't. It sounds like you really enjoyed the person that you met. And you don't call them that night and try to get them in your business. You call him 2 days later and say, hey, Sarah, you know, I really enjoyed it. And you start the conversation by renewing whatever you talked about that was meaningful for you at the time. Sharing stories about the person that passed away, maybe all of that. And then you might tie into something, you know, I heard you mention this about, you know, we're all getting older and, you know, crooks, you know, we have all these crooks and crannies and things that we can't resolve. And I said, you know, I'm in the health field and I really love helping people stay out of that pharmaceutical arena if it's at all possible. What if there's something in your life that you'd like to, like, say goodbye to, what would that be in terms of your health? And just open the conversation. Don't start saying, oh, I got this great product, it's had these miracle results, blah, blah, blah. Soft and gentle. But you consistently do it, people. I'm not telling you how to do it. I'm giving you what I like to do because I like to be personable and I like to show how much I care. And that tends to work 90% of the time. When you just come after them to sell them products, that tends not to work 90% of the time. Would everybody agree? Right? Been there, done that. I didn't learn my way because I didn't fail and fall flat on my face a lot. So sometimes showing up doesn't work. We need to show up all the time. We have incredible opportunities to do that, right? And don't let how you feel get in the way. And the word fear, false expectations appearing real. If you guys have a problem with fear, there's a great book out there. Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Phenomenal book. It'll help you get over what's keeping you stuck. And again, what do we need to know? Know that even with this epic level of consistency, don't always expect to get results from everything you do. You know, you have to be patient. Not everybody's going to say yes. But no one's going to say yes if you're not talking to anyone. If you don't develop a consistent behavior. How many of you on this call right now can say, Mary Jo, I have a commitment every day I'm going to talk to at least two new people or even at least one new person. Make it a commitment. People who really succeed at this business, like J.P. Coster, he goes through a period where he goes, I'm going to talk to at least, I think he does 10, but, you know, new people a day, and he does that for a month straight, and then he helps get them in and get them started. He has a whole cycle that he does. Because he realizes when he's nurturing and bringing people along, he can't be out there doing as much prospecting because he has a new attention span towards the people he's brought on board. So he kind of loves the blitz idea, spending, you know, 30 days just blitzing, getting as many people in his business as he can, and then he starts, because it's easier to do them en masse. And people love feeling like they have a group of people that are in the same position they are. So they can build camaraderie, get to know each other, be on calls together, get coaching together. So if the other's not working for you, then try to do it the way J.P. Costa does. Fourth is faith, believing. Here's one. Believing the odds are beatable even when the odds say it's impossible. There's nothing impossible of you becoming a presidential director. Or bronze presidential, or gold presidential. But you got to get that step first. Wherever you are, make the commitment. Between now and the end of the year, how many of you can look at where you are today and say, I'm gonna rank up? Rank up as a concept should be in your head. I have almost 2 months left before the end of the year, and I'm going to rank up by the end of the year. I'm going to rank up. Make it a goal. Make it a commitment. Nothing better, you know, some of you go, Mary Jo, I'm going to kick off at the first of the year with your new program, Vision 2020, and that's going to be so cool. No! Why? Why wait? Start getting into, if you wait till January 1, and some people go, well, I start in January 1, I'm going to get really serious about my business. Great! Guess what? Not going to happen. You need to build those habits now. What happens to habits? If we don't view them day in and day out and day out, they dissipate and disappear. How many of us can raise our hand to say that's happened? I know what's happened to me. I was working out 5 days a week, right? 5 days a week, consistently all summer long, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, September, October, November, I started traveling every single week. I was on the road constantly. I'd do all this stuff. And I got lazy with it. And then I have to look in the mirror and say how disappointed I am that I let that go. And I'm right back into it again. Put on my workout clothes first thing this morning. Right? But I'm at choice. No one's making me let it go. I'm at choice. if it's important for me to stay healthy for the next 65 years, I'm at choice that I'm going to work out. I'm going to get that workout in. Doesn't have to be, you know, a workout that, you know, these bodybuilders do. It's just a 40-minute workout, 20 on elliptical machine and 20 on resistance, whether it's legs or arms, depending on alternating days. Guess what? I'm doing it. That takes discipline, right? But it takes consistency, discipline, consistency, and faith, right? Believe it. Trust in the process, because the process works. There are a tremendous amount of multimillionaires in the network marketing business. They trusted in the process. But they also went out and taught themselves the best techniques. They went out and listened to people who has done it. They followed people who drove them. They had a cheerleader in their lives, a mentor, right? All these things. So don't believe the odds are against you. Trust the process. It takes time. Winning moments will come. Champions understand the process must be trusted, and that's why we trust the process. Nothing greater than network marketing as a model. You got to trust the process. I remember looking at it when I was a little person with, you know, didn't have anybody in my downline, maybe two or three, going, oh my gosh, how do these guys do it? I quit focusing on the bigness of what other people are doing. I focused on, what do I do each day? What's my behavior each day? The focus needs to be right now. What can I do today? Because what I become is all based on what I do today and having faith in the process. Number five, heart. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That's one of Mary Jo's favorite. And I believe this is what causes a lot of network marketers to fail, because they just chase the dollars, they're chasing the income opportunity, they just bluster, and they don't know what to say, so they start blustering all about, oh, Amber Toes, oh my gosh, let me tell you some of those stories, oh my, you have to get on this product, blah, 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 blah. No, they don't have to do anything. And you have such a gift. You have such a gift in being able to talk about one of the greatest breakthroughs in nutritional science in the last 25 years. It's called glyconutrient. And if they can't quite see it for themselves, and they balk at the price, you have another gift. It's called, this company has so much integrity that if you feel that it wasn't for you, for whatever reason, and you don't get the results that you wanted again, I said, there's a 6-month money-back guarantee. Money-back guarantee. No questions asked. Just say, why you didn't like it? Well, I didn't like the taste. And they'll give you all the money back. You could even never open a canister and ship all your 6 canisters back, and they'll give you your money back. And trust me, they don't reuse that product. It doesn't go to somebody else. MyoTech has such a phenomenal opportunity for all of us to share with our heart, to open the door with our heart with other people, knowing that we know that we know we can make a difference in people's life. So go out there and start caring about people, but not overwhelming them with jargon. That's the problem. You develop jargon, and then you get in there and you say all these silly things instead of just loving on people. And if you don't know how to love on people, then get some coaching on that. One of the important elements to loving on other people that I'll share with you is learning to love yourself first. It's hard to honestly, ethically, morally love other people when you look in a mirror and you don't love that person. And I guarantee when you go out there and start loving on other people, you'll love yourself more when you can look back and go, look at the 100 people I helped. Look at the 10 people I helped. Look at the 5 people I helped. In our new comp plan, you need to help what? 4 people become associates and build 500 underneath yourself and help them build 500, and then they do their 4 and you do this, and guess what happens? 5 levels, bingo, home run ball. Now you can start your foundation. Now you can be creative. You can travel the world. It's that not that tough to understand how to maximize the comp plan. What is tough is getting you out of the house or talking to enough people or coming and sharing from your heart. I can't wait to tell you about this new breakthrough in science, blah, 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 and the glyconutrients, all these cell surface saccharides, and they help cells communicate, and oh my goodness, they just help the body be the best it can be, and blah, 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 blah. You guys, like, really? Do you think the average person wants to hear that today? The average person wants to hear your story. This is where I was. This is what I found. This is where I am today. And this is why I really, from the deepest part of my heart, would love to have you start on this product and see what it'll do for you. Bingo! How long does that take to say? Well, as Eric Worre taught us at a manifest about 4 years ago, it takes about all of, what, 5 minutes? I'm not sure he even gave us that long. Our attention spans today are about that of a gnat, so we don't want to give a 20-minute lecture about glyconutrients. If you're doing that, you're absolutely screwing up. Your whole premise every time you meet with somebody is to come from the heart and just love on that person and open up an opportunity. Let the materials do the rest. If they have technical questions, get a three-way call going. Right? And it's about looking at life like a marathon, a heart, no anxious, just pouring into the gradual improvement every day, knowing that the incredible results are, you're in the process of creating that. I put this quote in the outline, you will reach that point where you have done everything you can, your back is against the wall, and you feel like you have nothing left to give. That's the moment you break through and create new limits you did not think possible. Mary Jo, I talked to 10 people today. I poured into them. I sent this stuff up, and I'm just, oh, my gosh, I'm totally exhausted. And you're going to go, I'll say, can you do 15 tomorrow? And they'll go, well, yeah, because I proved I could do 10 in one day. Now, I'm not telling you to do that because it probably wouldn't be what I did because I want to give everybody really cool service and I don't want to overwhelm by letting people fall through the cracks. But if you do talk to 10 people, there may only be two that exhibit interest. But if you only talk to one a day, then it's going to take you 2 weeks to find two people. I'd rather find two new people today. How many of you would rather have two new people that are anxious to look at this business opportunity with you today versus 2 months from now? That's a decision you make. But you got to get out there and communicate with them, right? I'm giving my all to this no matter what it is, no matter what it looks like. I'm going to keep pushing. That's about your heart commitment. And I, you know, how many of you have phenomenal testimonials surrounding you in your organization? I mean, I look at my organization, and most of my people are really not doing the business. But they do go at church once in a while and share with people their experience. Because I'm going to tell you, when I look at the names in my organization today, most of these people have been on the products for 10, 15, 20 years. What keeps people? You know, when Manifix says our average is 9 years, over 9 years, the average consumer in our business stays on the products for over 9 years. What does that tell you? Well, it tells you that people are out there like Michael Vanderhoof, Mary Jo, other of you on this call who've been on the product for 25 years. We really help that average. Will I ever stop taking Ambertose? Not in a million years, right? If I'm still breathing, I'm swallowing Ambertose. If I'm living on a feeding tube, they're putting it in my feeding tube. You get this? It is like breathing air to me. How does that happen? And it's not because I'm doing the business. It's because I get the science. I understand what it means to every cell in my body. it helps that I, you know, have my testimonial, which you've all heard numbers of times. I'm 65. I'm on zero prescription drugs. My blood pressure is 92 over 58, which is exactly what it was when I was 18 years old. By the way, I haven't been on any prescription drugs my whole life, except perhaps my mom gave me an antibiotic. I don't remember. But I just never done it. I've never needed it. But to be 65 and feel like I'm 20, is that normal? I suggest not. Is it doable? I suggest, for the most part, yes. There are genetic disorders, but it has a lot to do with what you put in your mouth, working out, eating healthy, supplementing healthy, right? All these things, all a part of the process, honoring that vessel, right? So we can all do it. Heart is about staying true to yourself, be real with yourself. And do we go up with your ups and downs? Absolutely. But whether it's up or it's down, always step into being you, who you choose, the best of you. And he also suggests once you hit that success, you know, don't live for those things that don't matter. And that's huge for Mary Jo, because I still drive a car with 180,000 miles on it because, you know why? I don't want a new car. A car has four wheels and it works. That's not where my value system is, driving all around. But I'm not suggesting that's not yours. You could want, I mean, if I wanted a Maserati, I could go buy a Maserati. I don't want a Maserati. I bought a fancy car one time when Manitech gave us the car allowance, and I parked it in my garage because it embarrassed me being in my driveway. That tells you my value system is inconsistent with flaunting things that don't matter to me. They don't matter. They're physical possessions that the minute I take them off the lot, they start deteriorating in value. So it's up to you what those are, what you do. But you have this freedom when you have this income stream to make a difference in the world if that's where your passion is. And that's where mine is. And I'm not telling you where your passion is. That's up to you. You make those choices. So let's start our success championship mindset now, because I'm opening up to this opportunity. I think it's a great kickoff, because you know what I do in the month of December. I just do goal setting, planning, but I want you to start today, because Vision 2020 is starting soon, and I want you to be best positioned to take this on. Think about what you're going to create, but we still have November and December. We have 7 weeks left this year, and I want you to make a commitment. What am I going to create in my business? And some of you are going, oh, but Mary Jo, you know, we have Thanksgiving, we got Christmas. Oh, come on now. It's a critical time of the year. You're going to be around more people during the holidays than you've ever seen in your life, and you have opened thousands of opportunities because of that. So don't give me excuse after excuse after excuse. I don't want to hear about it. But when you hear your brain going into excuses, just go, that's what Mary Jo said. There's my number one reason that's holding me back. I always tend to come up with excuses. Stop it. Stop it. We all can create whatever we choose to create, but you have to let go of those excuses and start believing, yes, I can. So instead of saying, what? Wondering, what can I do? I want you to wonder, what can't I do? There's nothing you can't do. When you choose it, make it happen. Okay, everyone, it's our call for today. Any comments, questions? Go out and create. Starting, some of you have been in that mode. Just keep it up. Others of you, what do you need to let go? All right, everybody. Have a great week. Have a great month. I'll see you next week. I guess we're, what are we, a couple weeks off from Thanksgiving. So, no, that's another great opportunity for all of you. And so be prepared. But start touching people every day. Every day. Who am I going to talk to today? Get that list out, make a difference, be a champion, and take on a championship mindset. Bye, everyone.